if one's parent or loved one dies in the month of Adar, so the Shaila is in a leap year, in a Shana Mu'beres, which Yortzeit do they observe? They died in a Shana Pshuta, and now it's a Shana Mu'beres, which Adar do they observe? Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, both? Neither, no one says neither. So what is the Shulchan Aruch say? So the Shulchan Aruch actually has a machlokas mechaber Ramah, Svardim Ashkenaz. The mechaber Rabbi Yosef Kari goes with Adar Sheni, and the Ramah seems to go with Adar Rishon. The Iker, even though he says it's okay to be machmir to keep on both months, but the Iker seems to be Adar Rishon, and according to the mechaber, Adar Sheni. And so Adar Sheni fits in, because that's what, for the Mechaber, because that's when it seems to be consistent, that's when we observe Purim in Adar Sheni. So the Ramo will have to make a distinction between Yortzeit, let's say, Bar Mitzvahs or other things. But the way the Shulchan Aruch, the way it seems, the way at least Rav Schechter understands it, is that Yortzeit, we all know it's a minhag. And it's a whole, there are different minhagim, whether fast or feast. Do you fast on a Yortzeit, which just seems to be the psak in the Shulchan Aruch that we fast, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that the old minig was, even if you ate, why did you eat? You made a siyam like you do on Erev Pesach, and then you ate. So today, they dropped the siyam and kept the meal. However, the Hasidim have different reasons. It seems many have a minig that they eat. But they're different minhagim, feast or fast, but whatever it is, it's a minig. So Yortzeit is a minig. And when you do a minig tov, so it's considered like a neder, you're taking on a neder with bar mitzvah. There's minat Torah, certain things, even if you don't even say, you just think you take on, like hektish, shadaka, but you do a minat tov, so midrabanan, we assume it takes on like a neder. And that's what the Gemara says in the Darim, which is a debate in terms of shtaros, but by when a person says the month of Adar and doesn't spell out and it's a leap year, so what does he mean? Does he mean Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So the Gemara in the Darim on Tzama, Gemo, and Aleph says that seems to be the issue. So Mechaber, that seems to be in the Machlokas, the Mechaber Ramah. So the Mechaber says the Iker is Adar Sheni, that's why he says that's when you should have the Yortzeit. And the Ramah says no, that Lashem Bnei Adam, so the effort means it means Adar Rishon. And in fact, the Meiri discusses in the Gemara in the Darim that maybe, you know, Lashem Bnei Adam only applies during that time. Maybe we have to see whether Lashem Bnei Adam remains the same. It could be what they meant during the time of the Gemara by Adar could have been Adar Risha. Maybe today people mean Adar Sheni or the reverse. So you always have to check in terms of what is the Minhaga Olam. So the bottom line is, for that reason perhaps, since it's the Ptali on Lashem Le'adam, and Lashem Le'adam changes, the Ramah seems to conclude, even though he says the Iker is Adar Rishon, however, it's a good idea to keep both months. Of course, you know, Me'ikar Adin, so therefore if you're to Ashkenaz Shul and some in Tzachiyav on Adar Sheni, then he should probably take precedence over you. Because it's not your real, that's the way, the simple understanding of the Ramah is it's B'Torah Suffolk. And therefore, really it's not your Yortzeit, but we're being Machmer. However, the way the Vilna Gaon says, and Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Gro all the time, the Vilna Gaon writes that no, it doesn't mean B'Torah Suffolk, it means B'Torah Zvadai. that b'toriz vada you have to keep adar rishon and adar of why? So the Vilna Gaon points out because the Gemara Megillah Davavam Beis. No, we, as we mentioned, we have a major machlokas on whether when do we read the Megillah. So the Gemara concludes, it goes. The Gemara wants to know when it comes to the issue of a neder. So that's an issue of lashon bnei adam. We have to go out and see what lashon bnei adam means. But reading the Megillah, we read the Megillah on Purim, so we have to find out when Purim is, and by knowing when Purim is, you got to know when Adar is, by definition. So, and in fact, the Gemara, the Tanaim, seem to give svaras about, one is Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, don't pass up on Mitzvahs. The other one is, so you want the Gula Purim and the Gula Pesach. So it seems to be side points. Like everyone, no one's going to say, like, I should shake Luav today in the middle of Adar, like, because it's not Sukkot. So everyone, it seems to be, everyone agrees that both Adars, really Adar Aleph or Adar Beis, are reasonable choices for the Megillah. We just have to, the minhag is, because I only instituted on one, so therefore we have to pick a month. So the Vilna Gaon says, see, people bring a raya from this Gemara, shows Adar Sheni's the Iker, because we paskin that way. And the Gemara says, no, it's the opposite. It's no raya, no month is, there is no, I mean, they're both the real Adar, because really I can't blow shofar if it's not Rosh Hashanah, and even though and there are 4 days, but Chazal only picked to read the Megillah on certain days, depending where you are, the 14th or 15th. So therefore, it's like you have to have the Seder on the first night of Pesach, you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So too, we want to know, even though they're all days of Purim, but we want to know which day should we read the Megillah. So that's how the Rav used to explain the Vilna Gaon, that the Rama writes, it's B'Torah Suffolk. Perhaps since we don't really know, maybe Lashem Bnei Adam changed today, so therefore let's be Machmir. But Yikar Adin, Adar Rishon to Yikar. And according to the Gaon, no, they're both working B'Torah Svadai. So, yes, so what would that mean? So, as we said, so one keeps one, if one fasts, or they say Kaddish. So that's what they would do. But the Rav Shechter quotes from the Sefer Chayim Uvracha Lishmer Shalom, when he talks about Yortzeit, he wants to point out that on a Yortzeit, it's kind of like a Yom HaDin, either Yom HaDin for the individual or Yom HaDin for the family. And in order, therefore, we do all these things. We learn, we say Kaddish, etc., in order to try to give it a good din. So therefore, both, as we mentioned, really all 4 days, both Adars are Adar, and 14th and 15th are Adars. It's a matter of which day we read the Megillah, but they're both Adars. If you have a Yortzeit in Adar, so then Meikar Adin, the both could be Yemei Adin, the both are Yemei Adar, both are Adar, and therefore, you don't have to keep 2 days B'Torah Suffer like the Rama says, but B'Torah Zvadai, one has to keep their Yortzeit in Adar Aleph or and Adar Sheni.